Modern dance is still a young art form, but as it matures and its original creators pass on, the dance world struggles with how to preserve their legacy. Now, the issue has come to the fore since Merce Cunningham, the groundbreaking choreographer, died 2 years ago. His company's final tour ends this year, and his many admirers wonder how and if his work will survive. Miami Herald dance critic Jordan Levin looks at the challenge of holding on to an art form that, for all its physicality, can easily disappear.
This is a dance that will never be done again. The dancers leap and pant, limbs spiraling through the air. Music echoes around the cavernous stage of Miami's Adrian Arts Center. It's one stop on the Merce Cunningham Dance Company's legacy tour. Cunningham died 2 years ago. He transformed modern dance in 66 years of choreographing. Before he passed away, he set his company on a final worldwide tour. For dancer Andrea Weber, Cunningham is still here.
You know, we carry him with us. We do his work. He even said that to us towards the end. And obviously we know he's gone, and it's been a while now. But we really, really carry him close.
Close, but not forever. Though Cunningham focused on the here and now, he wanted his dances to live on. His company, however, will end with this last tour. Making sure his dances don't also disappear is an enormous challenge.
You don't have this thing that you can hang on the wall, put on your desk. It's not a solid object. You don't have a script.
Dance historian and Florida State University professor Sally Summer.
You are passing on this very, very ephemeral and fragile thing that is an idea that lives only at the moment that it is being performed, and then it's gone. It's like you're passing on air.
Passing on Cunningham's legacy is not just crucial to the dance world. In the 50s, Cunningham broke with the basic notion of dance being inspired by drama and emotion. He and his partner, the composer John Cage, moved dance into a new era of abstraction. They were a key part of the art world's seismic shift to postmodernism. Now Cunningham is seen as one of the 20th century's most influential artists, on a par with Picasso and Stravinsky. By the end of his 90 years, Cunningham was in a wheelchair, and he finally began to think about saving the dances he had made instead of creating new ones. His longtime friend Laura Kuhn urged him to plan for his legacy before it was too late.
He was making new work up until the end of his life, but the making of new work was less possible. It became less and less possible for him. So I think it became clear to him that in order for his work to survive, someone was going to have to step in.
All right, stop.
Kuhn and others close to Cunningham helped him set up the Merce Cunningham Trust. The trust will maintain an archive of his work and license his pieces. And it will employ former dancers to teach them to other troops.
Okay, let's just go through that again.
Longtime Cunningham dancer Rob Swinston will be one of those teachers.
All of them, one more time. Melissa, after the...
He directs 12 other dancers through a quick-changing collage of Cunningham pieces. It's like watching 60 years of dance history whirl by in a few minutes.
You start the dance. Okay.
Swinson has been dancing and staging Cunningham's pieces for 31 years. You need that kind of deep physical experience to teach a dance, to pass on the intangible qualities, the spirit, the feeling, that make it more than a collection of steps.
Ballet is body to body and mind to mind.
Miami City Ballet director Edward Villela.
All the focus now on the poet. Very mysterious.
Villela is passing on to his dancers what the great choreographer George Balanchine taught him.
Think in those terms.
So it's a continuity. It goes on and on and on.
Will Cunningham's dances live on? The Legacy Tour ends on December 31st in New York City. Losing Cunningham's work would be losing part of dance history, a history that can be as hard to hold on to as air.
For NPR News, I'm Jordan Levin in Miami.